GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, June 15, 2026. Compiled Monday, June 15, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. The time has come. As Commander-in-Chief of the Global Military Alliance, President Trump has activated Nizara/Jazara and his wartime powers, and deployed the U.S. military and a coalition of 300,000 troops worldwide to make mass arrests of global elites. Be prepared for worldwide emergency alerts, blackouts, 10 days of communication darkness so peoples of the world can welcome in constitutional republics, sovereignty, prosperity, health, and freedom. 20 years from now you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do, than by the ones you did. Sail away from the safe harbor. Catch the trade winds in your sails. Explore. Dream. Discover. Mark Twain. Judy Note, on Sunday, June 14, 2026, Flag Day and President Trump's birthday, he is finalizing peace in the Middle East by announcing the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz, and, simultaneously herewith, authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines. A third major headache Trump inherited lay beneath the vast and diverse landscape of the United States lay a hidden world of underground cities, bases, and tunnels. These secretive structures, some allegedly built by the government and others by unknown civilizations, have sparked theories of secret government projects, alien activity, ancient societies hidden from public view and travel routes for the cabal. From mysterious tunnels under prominent military bases to vast caverns concealed beneath major cities, these hidden subterranean worlds have long been the subject of speculation, intrigue, and fear. This article dives into the lesser-known underground systems scattered across the country, revealing their legends, documented sightings, and whispered secrets. Friday, June 12, 2026, America's biggest cover-up exposed, the secret underground cities, military bases and government-controlled tunnels they don't want you to see. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, June 13, 2026, XLM and XRP ISO 20022 QFS digital assets are backed by gold and silver and would be the new legal tender after the global financial crash. Saturday, June 13, 2026, a major security operation reportedly unfolded Monday night as a rogue drone was neutralized near Madison Square Garden while President Donald Trump attended Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the San Antonio Spurs and New York Knicks. Saturday, June 13, 2026, Fox News, Trump administration suspending federal funding for Karen Bass Key homelessness program after audits revealed $50 million handed out with only $13 million properly accounted for. One official tasked with housing 300 homeless people used the money to buy luxury homes in Westwood in Greece. $24 billion statewide potentially missing while homelessness explodes. Saturday, June 13, 2026, Mike Benz on Joe Rogan. Barack Obama was using USAID to pretend to send money to a country for aid and instead laundering it to the Cayman Islands. He would then use that money to fund and train renter riots for protests to overthrow governments. White hats on Telegram. Sunday, 14th of June, tonight expect the unexpected. Turn on notifications. Be ready, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Saturday, 13th of June, the moment we've been preparing for is almost here. Over the next 24 to 48 hours, the final activation steps are expected to move into position. Official notifications could appear at any time, signaling the beginning of the new financial era that has been quietly building behind the scenes. Global activation. The reset is now approaching its live phase. Central banks and financial authorities across multiple regions are aligning for a synchronized confirmation of the transition. Once the switch is acknowledged, the new quantum-secured monetary system will begin operating openly. Wallet access. Clear instructions will follow on how to access the QFS wallet. I'll be among the first to log in and view the updated digital assets. The rollout may involve encrypted app updates or secure system alerts, but the process is expected to be simple due to the extensive preparation already completed. Financial reset. New currency values will appear directly inside the wallet interface. Adjustments to debts, balances, or legacy accounts may follow automatically. Every update will be logged through the Quantum Ledger, ensuring complete transparency and verifiable records of each transaction. Smooth transition. All prior trials have been successful. Recent test operations included a fully offline QuantumSafe transfer that executed without errors. With the infrastructure stable and support teams positioned, the transition is expected to unfold cleanly and without significant disruption. Everything is aligned. The framework is ready. Keep your notifications enabled. We are only hours away from a historic shift in global finance. Sunday, June 14, 2026, the emergency broadcast system was set to activate at any time with an address by President Trump over cell phones worldwide. It will be followed by worldwide rolling blackouts and 3 to 10 days of communication darkness while documentaries are shown over the new Starlink satellite system, Patriot True Archive on Telegram. The emergency broadcast system, EBS, will soon activate worldwide. It is advised to stock up on food, cash and essentials in preparation for an estimated 3 to 10 days of rolling, temporary worldwide blackouts. Rolling blackouts across the world were necessary for military operations as Trump's global military alliance did their final takedown and arrests of the deep state cabal, who had military tribunals awaiting them. The planned global blackout will shut down all communications, including phones, TV, radio and the internet. During a limited time, planes and trains could be grounded. Banks and ATMs will be closed. Credit and debit cards won't work. Phones will only work for 911 calls, though the military will hand out phone apps so your phone will work on the new Starlink satellite system. The military will also hand out food for those who need it.
Trump and JFK Jr. have returned to lead this transition that liberates humanity from decades of S.C. financial and technological enslavement.
The new Starlink satellite system will take over mass media to deliver undeniable truth broadcasts exposing treason and crimes against humanity. Saturday, June 13, 2026, soon every cell phone on the planet will be hit with 7 trumpet sounds transmitted from the Starlink satellites, bypassing the elite-controlled media channels. The alliance has spent years preparing for this announcement, quietly building a network of satellites and secure communication lines. Over it, President Trump will give 7 messages to the world about a new era of freedom about to begin. Trump Truth Revolution on Telegram. Saturday, June 13, 2026, 50,000 elite troops mobilized for lockdown. Worldwide military operations now in motion. Special military units from Russia, Brazil, Europe, France and Germany have been placed in Texas, Florida, New York City and Washington, D.C. for high-profile arrests of elite cabal members, bankers, politicians and media moguls. Mass arrests. Prepare for chaos. Nizar al-Jazeera connected on Telegram. Sunday, June 14, 2026, Trump announced activation of Nizar/Jazeera. And, as commander-in-chief of the worldwide military alliance, Trump activated his wartime powers, deployed the U.S. military and a coalition of 300,000 troops worldwide to make mass arrests of treasonous global elites. Be prepared for worldwide emergency alerts, blackouts, 10 days of communication darkness. Nizar al-Jazeera connected on Telegram. Wednesday, June 17, 2026, the EBS is set to activate. The storm is here on Telegram. The global mainstream media will be blacked out, TV, radio, internet, while the new Starlink satellite system switches us over to the quantum systems, gold-backed currencies on the global financial system and free energy. There will be 7 messages going to your mobile phone explaining what is happening. Starlink satellite system will give free internet to everyone across the world. Martial law will be activated worldwide to nullify all governments and oversee the election of new ones within 120 days. Truth videos will play continuously over the next 10 days through the quantum systems. Our TVs will show 3 movies on a continuous loop for those 10 days. They will cover topics of arrests and exposing all the hideous cabal crimes. The QFS went live on May 8th in 209 countries, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Sunday, 14th of June, tonight expect the unexpected. Turn on notifications. Be ready, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Saturday 13th of June, Tier 4B notifications started 72 hours ago. Redemption centers were established in 12 states. Stacked 800 numbers were waiting for one sign, Trump walking into Fort Knox on camera and opening that 20-ton door. When he opens it, the EBS fires. The EBS fires, locking the QFS. When the QFS locks your debt disappears. When your debt is gone, you are liberated. Each sovereign citizen is issued a quantum wallet that is preloaded with their birthright value, which is derived from your birth certificate bond, your lifetime tax contributions and the interest stolen from you since 1971. Running. Article 21 of JASARA, Debt Nullification. The algorithm is computing every mortgage, every student loan, every credit card charge with unlawful compound interest. $100,000, $450,000 to the average American. That number is being encoded into your QFS ledger as we speak. Trump sat with Cheryl Atkinson and said, "I want to go to Fort Knox. I want to see if there's gold in there." Then he said, "They steal a lot." He wasn't guessing. He was telling you that. The audit is complete. Results are classified. What they discovered changes everything. 147.3 ounces, that is what is supposed to be there. Real value at $4,700 an ounce, $692 billion. But the audit team that came in on March 14 under Executive Order 14,271 found more. Nowhere on any ledger. Gold repatriated from the Vatican Bank. From the Bank of England. Basel. Ref. Knox Audit 2026-0314 Sigma. This is the gold that backs your new currency. The QFS went live on May 8 in 209 countries. Each sovereign citizen is issued a quantum wallet that is preloaded with their birthright value, which is derived from your birth certificate bond, your lifetime tax contributions and the interest stolen from you since 1971. Running. Article 21 of JASARA, Debt Nullification. The algorithm is computing every mortgage, every student loan, every credit card charge with unlawful compound interest. $100,000, $450,000 to the average American. That number is being encoded into your QFS ledger as we speak. Trump said, "I want to see the gold," because he wants you to ask why. The answer, the gold is there, and $43 trillion more, and it is yours. Tier 4B notifications started 72 hours ago. Redemption centers were established in 12 states. Stacked 800 numbers. Waiting for one sign, Trump walking into Fort Knox on camera and opening that 20-ton door. When he opens it, the EBS fires. The EBS fires, locking the QFS. When the QFS locks your debt disappears. When your debt is gone, you are liberated. They kept you a slave for 53 years. Every dollar you owed was a lie. Every interest payment was theft. The guy who said they steal a lot is about to prove it live on television. Saturday, June 13, 2026, this is what a civilian quantum healing center looks like, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Not a hospital. Not a clinic. A healing center. There is a difference. No waiting rooms filled with sick people. No fluorescent lights draining your energy. No receptionist asking for your insurance card. No doctor with 7 minutes to see you before the next patient. This is what replaces all of it. Each pod serves a different function. Pod 01, rejuvenation. Cellular renewal, vitality restoration, longevity support. Pod 02, energy balance. Chakra alignment, energy flow correction, emotional recalibration. Pod 03, immune support. Parasite removal, detoxification, full immune system rebuild. Pod 04, mental clarity. Brain optimization, stress dissolution, focus enhancement, trauma release. Pod 05, deep healing. Pain elimination, tissue regeneration, full rehabilitation from any injury. No appointment needed. No referral required. You walk in. Your DNA is scanned. The system determines which pod you need and in what sequence. The entire process is guided by quantum AI that knows your biology better than any doctor ever could. Treatment time, 15 minutes to 3 hours depending on condition. Cost, zero. This technology was paid for with money that was stolen from you. It is being returned. These centers are being constructed now. The first wave of civilian facilities will open in 2027. Every major city. Every country. No exceptions. The era of suffering for profit is ending. What you see here is what comes next. Saturday, June 13, 2026, Barack Obama was using USAID to pretend to send money to a country for aid and instead laundering it to the Cayman Islands. He would then use that money to fund and train renter riots for protests to overthrow governments, white hats on Telegram. Out.